Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. I'm a big fan of Dr. Gilbert Welch. As many of you know, he's the author of a couple of great books, one called Should I Get Tested for a Cancer? Maybe Not, and Here's Why. And the other is Overdiagnosed, and I covered those books in detail some time ago. And through his books and lectures, he's really becoming the voice of reason in medicine, pointing out the harm that results from excessive screening, overdiagnosis, overtreatment, and just too much medicine. The New York Times recently featured an editorial he wrote on mammography screening, allowing his message to reach an even bigger audience, and the highlights of this article are certainly worth sharing. Welch is an advocate for informed consent decision-making, and this is a privilege that few patients enjoy in our current medical system. Welch states that most people are told that screening is the most important thing they can do to save their lives, and only a few are told that it's dangerous. Welch thinks that in order for people to decide, they need to have the benefits and harms clearly quantified, and then they can make a reasonable choice about whether or not they choose to engage in screening programs. In order to help women to do that, and this, of course, pertains to mammography, Welch and a colleague wrote an article that was recently published in JAMA Internal Medicine, and that's the basis for the editorial in the New York Times. Welch says that there's a lot of uncertainty and disagreement about mammography, and his article attempts to provide, quote, a wide range of estimates ranging from optimistic to pessimistic. Frankly, most of it sounds pessimistic to me, but the point is that he presents both points of view. According to Welch, if 1,000 50-year-old women are screened annually for 10 years, between 490, that would be the optimistic, and 670 of them will have at least one false alarm. These data come from the Breast Cancer Surveillance Consortium, which represents the mammographers themselves. And this is a pretty stunning admission from those who should be advocates for mammography. This is how they earn their living. And they're acknowledging that this screening test has as much as a 67% error rate for women. And that should, and if the fact that half of all women will experience extreme fear and fright due to false alarms, Welch calls it outrageous. Welch also discusses overdiagnosis, or the identification of what are called pseudocancers like ductal carcinoma in situ, that really aren't cancer and almost never develop into cancer. Welch says that there's no longer a debate about whether this type of overdiagnosis occurs. It's just a question of how often it's occurring. Things are a little bit more clear in the United Kingdom. The National Health Service there has developed a brochure about mammography in which it states that the chance of an overdiagnosis is 3 times higher than the chance of avoiding death from breast cancer. Welch concurs, stating that his estimate is that if 1,000 women are screened every year for 10 years, between 3 and 14, again, the most optimistic and the most pessimistic range, will be overdiagnosed and overtreated, while between 0.3 and 3.2 women may avoid a breast cancer death. So to summarize, if we look at mammography objectively based on the research, among 1,000 50-year-old women screened annually for 10 years, between 0.3 and 3.2 will benefit. Between 490 and 670 will have at least one false positive. And between 3 and 14 will be overdiagnosed and overtreated. It almost becomes difficult to fathom how we can continue to spend billions of dollars annually on this test and not only encourage but harass women into having it performed. So, again, Gilbert claims in his editorial that he's showing the positive and the negative, and I think if you look at the most positive picture he presents, it's still pretty awful as far as I'm concerned, which is a good reason for women to just say no to mammography. The hard part is undoing the brainwashing that's gone on for years, that this is something that will actually save your life and you have to do it. Well, that's all for now, and it's all for the week. So have a wonderful rest of the day and weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.